This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he has survived an assassination attempt and blamed what he called right-wing factions. Maduro said several perpetrators were caught. Venezuela is suffering through a fifth year of severe economic crisis, which has created tensions and many public protests. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has wrapped up his Southeast Asia tour, where North Korea captured much of the attention. There have been mixed messages on relations between U.S. and North Korea amid talks over denuclearization. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The North Korea foreign minister has shot back at the U.S. over its warning to other countries against violating international sanctions on North Korea, saying recent moves by the U.S. are alarming. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had warned Russia, China, and other countries against any violation of international sanctions on North Korea that could reduce pressure on the North to abandon its nuclear weapons. Shelley Adler, AP Radio News.
The arrest of Sun Wenguang, a retired professor from the Shandong province in northeastern China, during a live telephone interview with VOA, has come at a sensitive time when the rule by Chinese leader Xi Jinping is being seriously challenged. Observers say this has led to a quick action by the country's security apparatus to crush China's rising anti-government sentiments, which they see as a threat to the Communist Party's regime. The Islamic State has executed one of a number of hostages it took last month in multiple attacks on Syria's southern province of Sweida. Scores of IS militants went on a rampage that day, raiding homes in the provincial capital and taking men, women, and children. This is VOA News. NATO's mission in Afghanistan says three of its soldiers were killed when a suicide bomber attacked a combined dismounted patrol with local forces. An American service member and two Afghan National Army soldiers were injured in that blast. The NATO mission did not say where the attack took place. Just hours before NATO's announcement, the Taliban claimed it carried out a tactical blast against an American military convoy. UN officials say the deadly Ebola virus could be spread by refugees leaving the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu province. Officials are urging neighboring countries to increase surveillance at border crossings. More than 100 armed groups are involved in long-standing conflicts in North Kivu. Ongoing fighting and instability in the region are adding layers of complexity and difficulty to international efforts to combat an Ebola outbreak in the region. Peter Salama is the World Health Organization Emergency Response Chief.
So not only do you have the problem of tracking that internal displacement, but then you have the potential exportation of infection across borders. And that's why we're already working with the government of Uganda particularly, but also Rwanda, which shares a border as well with northern Kivu, to be fully prepared for any eventualities across the border.
UN Refugee Agency is lending its expertise to the situation. It's preparing shelters for at least 1,000 vulnerable internally displaced persons and other extremely vulnerable people in the Ebola-affected area. The governor of the U.S. state of California, Jerry Brown, says he has asked President Trump for emergency aid to help the state fight wildfires that are ravaging communities up and down the drought-stricken state. Fire experts say there are now 17 major fires burning throughout California. One area where the wildfires are intense is Shasta County, where Sheriff Tom Basinko says plenty of people had to leave their homes.
We've displaced nearly 40,000-plus people. There's been about 1,300-plus homes that have been destroyed. But on the good part, we've repopulated many areas and got people back into their homes as quickly as possible. And this has been the largest and most destructive fire in Shasta County history, and I believe about the sixth in California.
And so far, 8 people have died in the blazes. Hurricane Hector became a Category 4 storm for a few hours earlier today. Then it dipped back to Category 3. Still a dangerous force as it heads across the Pacific Ocean, threatening to hit Hawaii's Big Island and possibly its active volcano. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.